Welcome to the Quinton Heights Podcast, live from the Quinton Heights studio room. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that I was teasing a year and a half ago that I consistently wanted to do, but never actually dared talking about, which is the interesting story of my love life. And I'm here today, of course, again with...
It's me, Jesper.
Jesper Lust!
It's pretty narcissistic of you to think that people remember you teasing something a year and a half ago.
I think the few very active listeners, because I've teased it like 8 times where I'm like, okay, next time I'm going to be talking about this. And I was like, okay, so I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Wait, but that's narcissistic in a different way.
Why?
Where you just keep teasing about telling more about yourself.
I mean, that's the whole podcast. Like, the whole thing is not optimized at all for new viewers. It is just people who know me who are like, I'm curious what Quinton does in his free time.
I'm curious who Quinton, you know...
No, that's not important.
I mean, that is what this is about, isn't it?
I think more of the aspects... I mean, little quick teaser, I spent a year in therapy at some point. Ooh.
I wasn't the therapist.
What?
Just in case anyone's wondering if I was the therapist.
Why would they be wondering if you were the therapist?
I had my friend as a therapist for a whole year.
That sounds like a terrible video idea.
Yeah, it does.
Why would you be the therapist? We have an actual friend who's studying to be that. Why would you be?
You don't want someone with extensive knowledge of incels.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Jesper wrote his master's degree thesis on incels.
Yep.
So if anyone ever wants some incel formation, yeah, I don't know, I couldn't really do it. Anyway, I feel like in order to understand this, we need to go all the way back. There was a super large explosion and it formed the unit. Oh, maybe that's a little bit
good
too
joke.
Far. I stole that joke.
Funny.
But you don't know that because you've never seen cartoons. So
you know that is one of the most well-known jokes. Like, oh, let's go all the way back. Oops, that's too far.
Oh. Anyway, let's go actually back to when I was 19 and I got my first girlfriend. Because we're just going to do the three relationships that I've had in chronological order.
So that was like, what, 2011?
I'm not that old. No, 19, I was... 2016. I was 19 years old. I was studying. I'd never had a relationship before. Never even had like an actual first kiss yet.
So you were like a proper incel.
No, because an incel. Every time I laugh, it clips the microphone. Like you're an incel if you're like rude about it, right? I was a very respectable virgin.
Yeah, you were just like a cute cell.
Cute cell.
I just invented that, but yeah.
It's a trademark just for Lust.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, and this is actually in the same group, that I met my first girlfriend. I met Jesper in.
Hello, it's me.
Yes, you. Because I spend like a month every day just trying to find new small YouTube channels, watch their latest video, and then give them a compliment, because I thought not only will I look like a really cool dude, whenever anyone looks at any video, they'll also just see me in the comments, and I thought that was a brilliant strategy. So I remember commenting on Jesper's videos and actually really enjoying them, and then I subscribed because I did about 50 channels a day for about a month, which is obviously, I don't know, 50, like 1,500 channels, and I think I subscribed to two, and one of them was Jesper.
Hell yeah.
And I remember like a month later, I was in London, and there was someone in front of me, and he was like, hey, I know you, and you're Lightfeather, because that's what my channel was called at the time, Lightfeather. Did you know I have a towel with Lightfeather embroidered on it?
Just I
a
feel side like note. I didn't know that. I mean, there's business cards here.
Wait, Lightfeather business cards are... Oh, right, yeah, I found those recently, and they're on my desk.
For those...
Who watched the video version.
There you go.
They were really ugly. Wait, did that have, like, personal info on there? No. Just, like, first and second, like, my last name.
Just your, like, whole address?
And basically, he was like, hey, I know you. You're Lightfeather. You commented on one of my videos, and I had no idea. I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, I 100% remember that, and I didn't. And he was like, hey, yeah, I'm friends with Jesper Lust. I was like, oh, I know who that is. Because, you know, I subscribe. And he was like, do you want to be in our Twitter group chat? I got into the Twitter group chat. And then there was a girl, thought she was cute. Everyone started to Skype. And at some point, she and I, like, I got, like, a crush on her. And I sent her a Snapchat being like, oh, hey, I have a crush on you. But I sent it by Snapchat because then she couldn't like read the notification and choose to ignore it. Because Snapchat doesn't say in the notification what it like what you said. And then she opened it and left me on red for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, because at that point I was on a bus going home from something in Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah, and I was getting messages from this person being like, oh my god, he just told me this. What?
Wait, really?
What do I say? Yeah.
This is new information to me. I didn't know this.
I remember being on the bus when that went.
I remember that she was on the bus too when I sent her.
We're all just on buses these days, huh?
I wasn't. Oh. I was in my bedroom, and then that one song started playing, which was "We Don't Talk Anymore. We Don't Talk Anymore." You know that song?
I do, yeah.
And then I was like, oh my god, I made such a mistake. What if she never wants to talk to me again because I made everything weird? But then she was like, yeah, same. But the thing is, she lived in Argentina. I live in the Netherlands. That is 16,000 kilometers apart.
What?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, I thought it was like Belgium.
This is a stupid joke. That's a stupid joke. Anyway, at first my mom was like totally confused because she was like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this? And then at first she was like, she thought I was weird. And then my mom was like, what are you going to do? Like, save up and fly there? And I was like, yeah. And then my mom, like, she like switched up. She was like, oh, okay, fair enough. I'll help you save and plan your trip. So 8 months later, I actually flew there. And saw her for the first time. We've actually seen each other only 3 times in the 2 years that we dated. The only thing is, obviously we showed the relationship online, but it was really not that great most of the time.
I mean, there were a lot of good videos, like meeting my long distance girlfriend.
That one did so well.
Long distance couple, long distance existing with my girlfriend, the long distance relationship, Dutch edition.
Yeah, okay, I made like 100 because I saw that long distance stuff did really well at the time, so I made a lot of those videos.
Before we continue though, yes. I just want to say that you commenting on my channel not only led to you finally getting your pee-pee wet.
That is...
But also got you some free labor.
So no, we have a great friendship. That's way more important than you working for me for almost free.
Yes.
Almost free, because I pay him. It's just like a funny little joke, but he gets paid. Yeah, loads.
A little bit.
Loads.
Maybe.
every now and again. Anyway. I mean, I think it's been months at this point. But yeah. The thing is, our relationship was very unstable in the extent that we fought all the time. And the thing is, because I'd never had a relationship before, but also I grew up with a single mom, I didn't really have a lot of like reference to relationships. And I remember very vividly at some point we fought so much that I asked her, yo, don't you think we fight like way too much? And I remember her answering, and it still to this day baffles me that I couldn't really, that I didn't like grasp a red flag out of that. But she said, no. In every relationship I've had, I've always fought this much. And my answer to that was, oh, okay, fair enough. I suppose this is the way it's supposed to be then. But at that point, my mom had already been together for like 2 years, I think, with my stepdad. They're still together, by the way. They're great. And I remember asking my mom, like, hey, how often do you and Olaf fight? And she said, like, oh, like, never. Maybe like an exchange of words, like a discussion once a month, but we've never actually fought. Meanwhile, being the autistic man I am, I had like a note, like a spreadsheet of how many times we fought, but also her perspective as well as mine. Because I'm like, obviously, if I'm only going to write down what I'm upset about, I can never get like feedback on whether or not I'm the one in the wrong, right? Because we would fight about 4 times a week, and every fight would on average last about 3 to 6 hours. So you got to imagine that every week I fought from like 12 to 20 hours of like, mostly just getting screamed at, really, and crying.
If you just want some, like, relationship advice from me in between...
I very much do, yeah.
Keeping spreadsheets of stuff like fights, mm-hmm. Who's right, who's wrong, mm-hmm. is often a very good way of continuing a healthy relationship.
Yes?
Yeah, definitely. Oh! Yeah, no, it's...
No, but that's why I was doing it, because that way I can, like, analyze the
gotcha.
Way...
Gotcha. That was sarcasm, though.
Oh. No, but that... No, listen, that is actually smart as hell. Because here's the thing, what I would do, whenever she'd be like, well, you're always doing XYZ, I'd be right, like, you know, her name, colon, you're always doing XYZ. I would, like, quote her, and I would quote myself, and then I would take the names out and show strangers or, like, people online, anonymously being like, hey, who in this scenario is right? And both strangers mutual friends, her friends, my friends, and both of our families almost 98% of the time ruled in my favor that I was right. And then I was like, wait a second. Why are you laughing at me? Jasper.
Okay, imagine.
This is brilliant.
Imagine being in a fight with your significant or insignificant other.
What?
I don't know, marriages or whatever. They always hate each other.
That's fair enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you're fighting. It's very emotional, right? Mm-hmm. That's what, for us neurotypicals, fights usually are. Quite emotional.
Yeah, she was yelling at me all the time. So, I mean, I feel like that was the whole issue. Too much emotion.
And then your robot of a partner brings out the spreadsheets. And it's like, no, actually, I have been correct 98% of the time.
So, no, that's the thing. I never told her that because I know that that would be upsetting and probably spark another fight. But I wanted to know, because I simply didn't have any reference, if we fought too much and if she was being unreasonable. And then after hearing literally everyone, including people that are normally on someone else's side, go, yeah, no, you're fully right. Then I was like, yo, this is not right. And I remember the one fight that basically broke me so much that I knew that I wasn't going to stay in that relationship. But I still stayed for like a solid year and a half, because that actually already happened like half a year in. And I do want to say, like, whenever we saw each other, we had like a good time to an extent. Yeah. No, I remember because we were like calling. I was in my mom's living room because I still live there. It was the middle of the night because it had been going on for ages. And I remember she had missed like a grade on school, but she needed that grade. And I was like, oh, can't you look it up in like an online portal? She's like, no, we don't have that. I'm like, okay, can't you email your professors? And she was like, no, we can't email them. I was like, okay, so I guess you gotta wait until next time or something. You know, it kind of kept going like that. And she was like, no, we don't have that. We don't have that. And I was like, so whenever you miss a grade, there's absolutely zero way to ever find out what your grade was, which I find hard to believe still to this day, by the way. She was like, yeah. And I was like, that seems wildly inefficient. And she just lost it. Started screaming at me for 4 hours straight. How I was like, you just don't understand that because I live here, you live over there, and we don't have all of the fancy stuff that you guys have. And it lasted 4 hours until dead of night. And I just stood there at some point in the living room, completely lethargic, like after crying, being like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, it's good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I should have known. I'm sorry. And it just kept going and going. And from that moment on, I kind of like lost like a lot, you know? I remember that so vividly. It was like a pretty bad time.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, just no one really knew that because I was scared to say. I was scared to tell people.
It sounds like you were very compatible.
Yeah, not really. Not really.
It does really sound like putting a very emotional person next to a robot and then just kind of be like, hey.
I'm literally not a robot.
Back then.
Yeah. A little bit more, I suppose. But no, but like, I do want to say, and I do know that that's like a personal trait on my end, so it's not necessarily right or wrong, but I am absolutely a... No, if I say that, they're going to think that I mean something super different. I was going to say facts over feelings, but that's usually what people online use whenever they want to just be horrible to people. But I am absolutely like, if I can show you data that something is just unreasonable, and you just like start screaming and crying and screaming and crying for 4 hours, like right now, I would not have dealt with that two years, right? I would have been like, after that happened twice, I'm like, yeah, no, this is not happening. But no, it took me 2 years. And I remember we were on Skype because this was still in the, you know, before anything like good.
1970s. Yeah.
Before anything like good, like Discord existed. And I remember like we were fighting again. And I was just crying. And I just like, it broke me. And I just said like, I'm sorry, I just can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. And then we broke up. I talked to her one more time after that. Like 2 months later, she just started texting me and swearing at me. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, because someone made a Quentin Hyde fan account. Because I'd already switched to Quentin Hyde. Right. Someone made Quentin Hyde fan, but we never publicly announced our breakup. So the Quentin Hyde fan account followed her on Instagram. And she messaged me being like, oh, this is you. You made a fake, a fake Quentin Hyde fan account to follow me and torment me. And I was like,
admittedly, you have made many.
I have made fan four fake fan accounts at that point. But I was like, I remember saying, do you really think I'm so like that mean that I would create a fan account to just tease you?
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I don't. And that's what makes it so hard. I was like, what? And then we never spoke again.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Charlie Puth was right after all.
That was such a good callback.
Thanks.
Surprisingly, this was not the relationship that landed me in a year of therapy. That one is actually starting now, that story. So, this is a story that, like, every friend and family of mine knows at this point. Like, you know... Before I tell the story, how would you describe what I'm about to tell? It's kind of like a re-engage.
It's kind of, like, fun, engaging, lethargic.
Are you on your phone during the podcast? Oh, you have a soundboard.
Yeah.
Well, because Bass isn't here right now to play with the actual soundboard.
I wanted some like sad sound effect.
The year is 2019. And I am already like growing quite rapidly on TikTok, especially in the Netherlands. And at some point I see this girl on my For You page, right? And I think she looks insanely good. And I'm like, wow. She looks insanely good. I find out that she lives in the area-ish. We follow each other. We exchange, like, chat. She seems really cool. But then I notice on her Instagram, she's posing with a guy. And I'm like, oh, sad she has a boyfriend. And I even remember I Snapchatted our mutual friend, Jared. And I was like, I told him the story. I was like, I saw such a cute girl, but XYZ, she seems so fun, but she has a boyfriend. And he was like, that's a bummer. Didn't really do anything about that. At some point, we were gonna throw one of our many, many TikTok meetups in real life, which is just where TikTokers and their viewers would come together and just have like a fun time outside or inside, wherever you decided to do so. We've done multiple of those. And on one of them, the group chat that we were like with the TikTokers was like, hey, do we also want to invite that girl? She lives in the area, which is a weird way of doing it because we weren't even doing it in the area, but... Do we want to add her on? And obviously I was like, oh yeah, 100%, let's invite her. So we put her in the group chat, and very quickly in the group chat, she was like, oh, we should play Truth or Dare, but only Truth, because we're on, you know, a group chat. Who would you guys kiss in this group? Personally, I would kiss Quentin. And I was like, oh, yo, that's good news. And I was like, I would kiss you too. She's like, no way. And I'm like, but you have a boyfriend, right? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, yes.
Just want to add on, Quentin has high hair at this point. Just a little side note.
I did have high hair, yeah. Jesper really likes to bring up the fact that I used to wear my hair really high, like off of my forehead.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know why I did that, because I naturally have like a pretty large forehead.
So it made my head
to extend
enormous. So basically she was like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I was like, what about you and the guy on your Instagram? And she was like, oh no, that's just my best friend. We do this so the creeps stay out of my... like DMs, because she was also growing on TikTok at the time. I was like, okay, fair enough. I believe that completely. That is something that I will be saying more often in this story. And this is a really sad thing, by the way, because she got brought there to that meetup by that guy. She asked him like, can you drop me off? She got over there. We met in real life. I again thought she was really good looking. And throughout that day, I think she kissed me like 3 times, but 4 videos. And I was like, I wonder if she's interested in me, but I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, no, crazy. What could that possibly mean?
So at the end of the day, I took like a bunch of the TikTokers home because I was like, we should do like an after party. But the reason I did that was just because I wanted to talk to that girl more. I didn't really care about any of the others. So I brought some home, but a few of them were going to stay over at my house. So I had TikTokers sleeping on the floor, on the couch, etc. And she missed her bus back home, or like train, or like... It's like a multiple levels of public transport, so she couldn't go home. So she was like, hey, I'll stay over here as well. I was like, yeah, for sure. She was like, I'll sleep in bed with you. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I was like, do you want me to like wear pants or something, like pajama bottoms? Because normally I don't, but like, and she was like, oh no, I'm not planning on wearing anything either. I'm like, oh, sick.
What could this mean?
I still didn't know. It even gets funnier because at some point we were lying in bed and she goes, I'm actually like, really cold. And I'm like, oh, do you want like another blanket? And she goes, no, I'm looking for some sort of different heat. I'm like, oh, like, you want me to turn on like the heater? She's like, no, I'm more looking for like a different kind of heat. I'm like, oh, like a hot water bottle?
Sorry, I can't make this joke.
No, probably not then.
No, it would, I don't know, swearing is not allowed here?
Swearing to an extent.
Okay, you know how heat can also mean weaponry?
I did not know that at all. I didn't know that.
Americans like to call the totally legal toys that they always have lying around the heat. So
I was going to make a joke,
and then Quentin just brings out the, you know.
I'd never heard of that.
Anyway.
Anyway, we spent that entire night just talking. We barely slept, and we had like an insanely good time. And I was like crushing heart. Oh, pardon me. Crushing heart at that point. The next day, I asked her out on a date. 2 days later, we went on a date. And from that moment on, she practically moved into my house. Which is, I can hear you laugh. Uh-huh. Very, very smart.
Yeah.
That's a very smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think out of the 7 days of the week, she was at my house like 4 or 5 days. I think like only 2 days she wasn't there.
No, if like 3 days into a relationship, you're not spending the entire week together, it's like... what's the point?
Yeah, no, that was really smart. Yeah. So at some point I asked her like officially, like, you know, will you be my girlfriend? She was like, yeah. And we had like a really fun time. The thing is though, very soon I already found out that there were some quirks, I suppose. She had like a lot of mental health issues, like a lot of them. And the thing is, I was really accommodating to all of those. Like I would, because the both of us, we discovered, quote unquote, that she had something. I don't want to mention it because it's a long story, but a very... like big disorder, or like a very invasive, I want to say invasive because it sounds just mean, but like a thing that changes your life. And basically I think to cut to the more interesting parts, at some point she broke up with me and I found out that she was a pathological liar who had done the most insanely painful things imaginable.
Anyway,
that's so dark. She had lied about practically everything. She was the reason our relationship was never public because she was getting like loads of money from other guys, like an insane amount. Because she showed me some of it, actually, surprisingly, like an insane amount of money. She was probably, and with probably I mean like probably like 90% sure, not faithful. I even remember because she was also hitting on like a mutual friend of ours, a girl. She was bisexual, and I remember consistently being like upset with that friend because I was like, why are you constantly like trying to hit on her? Because she had flipped it, like she was hitting on like my girlfriend. But later on, I actually met up with that friend after we like broken up for like a half a year, and she literally told me like, oh, she was coming on to me all the time, but I felt so bad for you because you've been such a good friend to me. And I found out that it was the complete opposite way. She had lied about almost everything. She used to, let's just go down the list. She a few times pretended to be possessed by a demon, which is really scary.
Which is not a red flag at all.
No, but here's the thing. No. I believe in demons.
Yeah.
So... to me, that was insane. That was terrifying.
No, listen up. Like, I don't believe in demons, but if I did, you know, demon equals bad, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, so if someone I loved were to be possessed by a demon, like, I would go to, I don't know, the demon doctor?
No, but here's the demon doctor?
The exorcist, whatever.
No, but here's the thing. I knew that she had, like, a lot of mental illnesses, so I didn't think there was a real demon. I thought that she... just had like an episode.
Right, but so it was... then you go to a therapist.
So that's the thing. At some point, I suggested that as well. And like a few days later, she was like, okay, cool, I've enrolled in therapy. I'm going every Thursday. And I was like, how have you bypassed a year of like waiting time that we normally have and you're already in therapy now? And she goes, oh, you see, as a kid, I was deemed dangerous because of my mental illnesses because she allegedly had also been in an asylum. And she goes, because of that, I can at any point just call them up and they speed me to like the start of like the, or like the top of the list. And I got to go right away. And I believe that completely because I'm very naive as a person. That's just the way it is. But I believe that completely. Yeah, I do remember this one instance when she was, you know, turning into a demon and she was shouting three words, which was brain, spine, and staircase. So she was like, basically, you gotta imagine, like, in the middle of the night, you're laying in bed, and your partner next to you just, like, convulses and goes, stairway, brain, spine, and I'm just like, oh, yep, and I started shouting Bible verses, because I was like, I don't know, maybe that'll work in her episode, and she, like, turns to me and goes, that doesn't work unless you believe in it, and I was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that's also a thing that happened, yeah. She tried to steal, she denies this very much, like almost 900 euros. Because at some point she broke her phone and I was like, do you want like to borrow money to buy a new one? Because she didn't have any money. She was like, yeah, sure. Because she would get like new money, like, when will she get her new money? Like 2 months from then, because she would get like a loan. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you can just, you know, wait with it. And at some point she got her money and I was like, oh, can you, you know, return it to me? Because I was being a little bit low on cash at that point and she had it. And she was like, oh, I don't know. Apparently my bank has blocked me from sending money specifically to you. And this fella, me, goes, oh.
Fair enough.
That's weird. Yeah, you should, I don't know, take your time.
Just happens sometimes.
When I confronted her, because I had actually, when she... Oh yeah, right. When she broke up with me, she didn't break up with me right away. She called me up and she was like, yeah, I'm gonna need 2 days to think about breaking up with you, which was...
I remember this.
Terrible.
You know where I was?
Yeah,
I'd just gotten off of work, teaching homework classes to kids. It was dark, yeah, because it was pretty late, like around 5 or 6. I was walking towards the tram stop to take the tram back home.
Okay.
And I was waiting for the tram and you sent me a... You know, a podcast voice note.
hey, I didn't do podcast voice notes back then.
True.
I send very long voice notes nowadays. That is true. Yeah.
And it was exactly... I think it was right after she'd called and been like, I need 2 days.
Yeah, that was like Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny because I'd just gone through a breakup like a day before.
Really?
Yeah. We were very in sync.
Weirdly enough, I didn't know that.
I think I told you in that moment, just as like a footnote, hey, fun stuff.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, now that you mentioned it, because I remember just going, oh, I'm so sorry, are you all right?
I was like, yeah, I'm fine, dude. I think you need a... Yeah, no, that's where I was. Yeah. So I was on a bus for the you know, inception of the first relationship and the decay of the second one. I was on a tram.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's not the worst part. The actual worst part, and you probably know where I'm going with this, is she lied about me to others, saying absolutely terrible things. Because after she broke up with me, she'd gone and visited mutual friends and told them insane lies about me, that I had done horrible, horrible things to her that I would never do, that I was blackmailing her for money. You know, the money that I borrowed her that she, you know, didn't give back until I went to her bank and I remember going like, hey, listen, XYZ is the story. Do you actually block like accounts for one, you know, to send money to one account specifically? And I explained like in grave detail and they were like, okay, so we can't look into someone else's account without their permission, obviously, but this is not a thing that banks do ever. And we've never done that. We're so sorry. And I was like, oh, wow, that is... very painful. And I remember confronting her about that and she got like super pissed off. I remember like she started like shaking and being like, so you believe them over me? And I was like, I'm sorry, I spat on you, didn't I? Yeah, I spat on your shirt, I'm sorry. Actually, she ended up giving me back the money a few days after she broke up. She sent it back to me. She was like, I got it fixed with the bank. See, I was always gonna give it back. But that money, she had told some mutual friends that I was acted, like she was already trying to break up with me for ages, but I was just consistently telling her, like, you can't go because you belong to me because you owe me money, which was...
Which is funny because you're, like, so not threatening.
I can be threatening, look. I can be threatening, look. So the thing is, though, I found out about that like a year and a half after breaking up. And the thing is, I remember thinking that mutual friend didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. And I never got why. I was always trying to reach out, like, why are you, what did I do? But I never got a reply. I was like blocked, everything. And I remember she got back to me through another friend of ours. And she had like cleared my name. She had like gone around like clearing my name, which is super appreciated. And then all of these people came back to me because my ex-girlfriend did some horrible things to all of them. And they all got back to me and they were like, oh my God, I had no idea she was like that. I'm so sorry. The thing is though, there's still a few people I know that think that I'm a terrible person. And that to me, that is the most painful thing because I can forgive all the weird other things. Forgive, not necessarily her, but like in my mind to just, you know, take the energy off because it's taken me years, right? Literal years at this point. I spent a year in therapy and I think it is relatively recently that I'm totally cool with it, if that makes sense. But to know that, because here's the thing, right? I thought about this the other day. No one ever hated me. Like, there's not everyone likes me because, you know, I'm a very specific kind of person. I'm very, like, enthusiastic. And that's definitely not everyone's cup of tea. And that's fine. But if they didn't like me, they might have just not liked me, you know? No one actively hated my guts. But now there's a few people on the planet that actively hate me because they think I'm some abusive fella. And it's all fake. And it's so ironic because there's so many guys that are like, well, allegations can also be fake, you know? And I was always like, fella, you gotta believe the victim, right? But then it happens to me. And it's just disgusting irony. And you wanna know something else? Someone who also really hates me? The guy that she was in her Instagram picture with was her boyfriend. And she had him drive her over to the meetup to meet me with the full intention of just leaving him for me. And the thing is, she told me at the time, like, oh yeah, he likes me, because he started doing like really creepy. It was like stalking my stuff all the time. Because we had posted a... No, I can't say that because then people will find out. it was very clear that we were like, yeah, you know, starting to get together. And he was like stalking me. He was like messaging me, like saying like negative comments on everything I posted. And I remember asking her, like, what's this fella's problem? She was like, well, he had a crush on me. I said no, etc. And then I thought, okay, he's creepy. And what do I do when someone's creepy? And being a little bit of a sadistic little guy, I started to rub it in severely. Like, I was, like, publicly, like making these statements that only he would get. Like, I would be, like, posting things like, you gotta be, like, a real special kind of, guy to be able to land a girl who XYZ, and it'd be things that she would have. Mm. Knowing that he would be like, you know? Because I thought he's just some creepy little incel. Turns out they were together. They were a couple. And she just cheated on him with me. And I didn't know this. But because he has me blocked on everything, he still doesn't know this. He still, to this day, doesn't know this. And after, like, 3 weeks after me, she started dating one of her friends. Creepy little guy. I didn't like him. Nice. Later on, found out that he would cut open his arm, like, self-harm, and then send pictures of that to people with a self-harm past who had gotten over it.
Excellent. Yeah, great stuff.
He would, like, consistently appear, like, this is from, like, actual sources, like, trustable sources. He would, like, send self-harm to self-harm survivors.
Yeah.
That is, I cannot forgive that. And when I started dating my third girlfriend, he was trying to hit on her too, because they had already broken up basically. And I remember her telling me, like, oh yeah, I was talking to this guy. He was trying to offer me a contract, which later turned out, because this contract was then checked by a lawyer and turned out to be the shadiest, like, non-opt-out contract ever. And then he would tell her, like, oh, you're going to meet up with that Quentin Hyde guy? You got to watch out for him. He's like an abuser, XYZ. And I got pissed off. Because the thing is, I don't know if he thinks that I am because my ex told him and he just believes that. Or if he's just, I mean, he's definitely not a cool person because he, you know.
I think it's both.
It's probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
I really dislike that fella. And I remember when you and I went to Dutch YouTube Gathering, it's an event. I was like, I hope that guy's not there because I cannot, like.
Was it?
He wasn't.
Okay.
Or at least I didn't see him. So I was like, I do not want to see that dude.
Yeah.
Because I would get pissed off. I think this is pretty much, and now you're probably thinking, like, wow, this is like a 20-minute segue or like segment on just this girl. This is, I could go on for 4 hours.
I know.
There's so much stuff that she's done that is just plain evil. And I never got anything. And that's when I enrolled in therapy to get over that. But also, my main objective for that therapy was learn to spot red flags. Because I simply could not do that. I never understood whenever, like, something was, like, off. And I want to say that I've gotten significantly better at it.
I think so. I mean, you're still a bit of a naive simp. But I remember you years after, like, still today being like, oh, yeah, this ex would... you know, told me this, and then you'd be like, oh, wait, but that was probably a lie, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is true. That's what, like, the worst part of, like, dating a liar. After I broke up, not a week would go by for, like, 2 years where I didn't find out about one thing that she lied about. Even stupid things. Well, you know one real stupid thing?
Sure.
She would consistently tell me about her favorite brand of sunscreen.
Have that?
Yeah, she told me, like, the way the packaging was, where you could buy it, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Never existed. The whole brand, I do gotta say, like, the way she branded it, it in my head, I was like, that's the coolest stuff ever.
Yeah.
Didn't exist. Never existed. Complete
insane
lie.
Insane.
Right?
What? Like,
because I remember when we broke up, like a half a year later, it was like really hot, and it was like, and I was like, oh, maybe I can get that, because according to her, it was like the best kind for people who burn easily. Never existed. She would also eat raw meat. I remember telling you, I think I told you that. Yeah,
you did. I remember asking you directly after that, like, would you kiss her?
I had to wait at least 30 minutes, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know, just, it was really hard to get over her for, like, a long amount of time. For, like, a super long amount of time. And that was just so painful, because it was just, even though I found out that she was just consistently really not nice, it took me very long. You know what's really, I remember at some point I told Jesper, because it already been like a year and a half, I was like, if she'd messaged me today, I would still probably answer. And then Jesper and I made a deal that if she ever did, that I would tell him first. But I'm pretty much completely over that, which is really good.
Oh my.
What is this? Why do you have this?
I don't know. It's a
wait, I wanna press that one because it's in a language that I don't understand.
Well, we might have just promoted something really horrible.
I hope not.
No, probably not.
So yeah, that is the summary of that relationship.
Yay.
And then my third relationship. So she and I, we met on TikTok. I saw her. She was constantly on my For You page. I thought, she's so cute. I just kind of messaged her. And my first message to her was like this super long chunk of text explaining something about TikTok. Because she had posted...
I'm less of a robot nowadays.
I didn't know how to say hi. So she was like... she had posted something, like a complaint about TikTok. I was like, I know how to fix this. So I was like, hey, I just saw you posted that. I have an extensive way of fixing that. And at some point, I was like hanging out in her Twitch streams because she was a streamer, or she still is, I don't know actually. But and at some point we were talking and I mentioned the fact that I like marijuana, you know, weed.
What?
Yeah. Not everyone knows that because it's just not often in like the main channel content. But and then at some point she was like, oh, I've always wanted to try an edible. And I was like, oh, I mean, if you ever want to like need someone to do eat an edible with, you should always ask me. And then she answered me, okay, I'll keep that in mind. I was like, okay, she's not interested. And then an hour later she was like, okay, let's do it. I was like, oh, sick. When? Because I was in Germany at the time. And she was like, oh, whenever you're back in your house, I'll come over. I was like, wow, that is very assertive. Which is funny because that's like normally not the way she was, but she noticed because her best friend told her like, oh, this guy's never going to be assertive. You should probably do it. She came over to my house. We had like a very fun time. I asked her out. We had like a date the next week. And then after that, we kept dating. We became a couple and it was actually really fun. And at some point we had a fight. And like 2 weeks later, she broke up with me, which is kind of sad because the oh yeah, okay, I see. Yep,
let's pull up the soundboard.
What do we have?
What's like appropriate? So one fight, relationship is over.
I mean, that's a bit of a summary, but that's a gunshot.
It said Fortnite pump. I was not expecting.
I don't know what a Fortnite pump is either, though. To be fair, but just pick that one.
Relationship over.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously I'm summarizing this one a little bit as well. It was just, I don't know. I guess we were kind of like noticing that we weren't the most perfect match, but we still had like a fun time. And then at some point she was like, I don't think I'm in love with you anymore. And I was like, oh, ouch. And then we broke up. Jesper! And, yeah, obviously, like, I went through all the stages of grief. At some point, I was, like, really upset with her. Like, I was angry. At some point, I was, like, sad. At some point, I was, like, you know, what if we get back together? I didn't message that, but, yeah. I don't know. I do wish her the best, though, because, like, we were pretty healthy.
Yeah.
I do remember the one last interaction that we had was actually, like, a few months ago, where she messaged me, like, hey, can you remove all the TikToks with me in it? And I didn't like that because the thing is, when we broke up, she was like, should we remove the TikToks that with like each other in it? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. She was like, okay, fair enough. Because those TikToks did pretty well.
Mm.
And I used some of those to get more clients because they were like, have you ever edited XYZ amount of videos? And I would send those and I would like make money on those. So I remember she said it very matter-of-factly. She was like, hey, Quentin, there's a lot of videos of you where you still refer to me as your girlfriend. Could you remove those? Thanks in advance. And I was like, okay, yeah. That actually pissed me off, and I maybe that's stupid, but it's just whenever you touch my videos, that's like the worst thing you can do to me. So to me, like having someone go like, "Can you remove your videos?" I was like, "Remove my videos? Remove?" I ended up not removing them actually. They're just private because I can't get myself to remove that many views. Because they got views. Like you can't ask me to remove my views, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, they're still, like, privated. Just no one can see them. But just because they got, like, a lot of likes and views. But, no, it's just, I care about nothing else than making videos.
I know.
You might have ever noticed that.
Ah, I think I have, yeah.
So, yeah, those are my three relationships. And
really? What's the next one? What's the next one dropping?
What's the next one dropping? I don't know. So, that is also a thing. I think I talked about that to my brother recently. I'm in no rush. Like, I remember, like, when you're, like, a teen, you're like, oh, man, I want a girlfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want a partner, you know, etc.
And then you end up dating someone, like, 15 million kilometers away.
Yeah.
You have to save up for years to...
No. Only 9 months I had to save up.
A whole baby.
Yeah, a whole baby. But it was a great experience, though. Traveling to Argentina like that. It is also funny to know that, you know, despite being Dutch, like, 100%, living my entire life here, only ever been to South America once, that I got my first kiss and lost my virginity in Argentina. That is such a weird thing to think about.
Yeah, I mean, you really worked for it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a terrible experience my first time. Like, just horrible. Have I ever told you?
Yeah,
I've had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have.
Is it fun?
I actually got both perspectives on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, did she tell you about her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that too much to talk about on the pod? Because my perspective was... I was super, super nervous. And it's also interesting to know because I never knew why. But I just wasn't ready for sex yet, even though I was 20. I age really slowly physically because of like a hormonal balance, a disbalance I had as a kid. Like I still had baby teeth when I was like 14 and they had to pull them. And that's why I look young. I still grow. Like I just recently got chest hair and I'm 25. I just age very slowly. And I didn't know it at the time, but my body wasn't completely ready for that yet, which is crazy. Also, I was super nervous, and my idea was, what if I just drink alcohol, which I'd never done before? Because in movies, they seem to do that. But that works completely oppositely. So, it didn't work. It hurt, like, a lot. And I have, like, a lot of, like, traumatic experiences regarding my genitals from stuff that happened as a kid. So, yeah, my first time was very, very stressful. What was your perspective?
I mean, what I heard from, you know, the other party involved mm-hmm. was practically the same thing. Just a lot of pain, awkwardness.
That's fair enough, then. That's not, like, a very different perspective.
No, it's not. No, but
that's
shocking.
That's decently fine. That's decently fine. Yeah. It is weird
pain
that it
awkwardness
it
is what you want.
No, yeah. It is, like, weird the amount that it hurt. Like, the amount that it hurt both of us was insane.
It's almost like a sign that you weren't compatible, like, quite literally. The pieces just didn't fit together. Yeah, because you're not that.
Now, people already think that we've seen each other naked. Whenever you keep saying these things, it just cements that in. Jasper and I have never seen each other naked and don't have the intent of doing so.
But it will probably inevitably happen at some point.
Realistically, at some point. Though, the Smosh guys, remember Ian and Anthony from Smash? Mm-hmm. They had never seen each other naked because they said that when Anthony left and they mentioned that in the video. Yeah, so that's, you know, it doesn't have to happen like that. I don't know how to end this now because this is a weird segue to end this on.
Wait, do we want to pull up
a... let's pull up one final soundboard. You have one. You gotta pick one.
Oh, man.
You gotta pick the perfect soundboard sound. Why does it keep
going? It doesn't stop.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well.
thank you for listening to probably the most interesting but least fun subject that we've ever talked about on the Quinton Hyde podcast.
Thanks for allowing me to comment dumb shit on your traumatic experiences.
No, that makes it more fun. I think if I had to do this on my own, I would have gotten really sad. So hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Subscribe, and I'll see you next time.